What's up, everyone? Showdown breakdown Thursday night football time. We got the Eagles. We got the Vikings. We got the Vikings man himself right here to tell us about his team, DFS up north. We got the double millie maker winner spitting Nostradamus like predictions every day, Bobby Wow. And the geek to bring it on home. What is up, guys? You excited for this game?
No.
I am. I don't know. Josh is so down on his Vikings, but I'm pumped. It's going to be a great game, I think.
No, I'm excited. It's Thursday night football.
I love these two teams, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm a fantasy football man first and foremost. And one of my least favorite things, guys, are teams that have a widespread offense where you don't know where the football is going. All right. Instead, today we get two teams where tomorrow, but today, if you're watching on Thursday, we get two teams that don't even bother with that. There's no thought of like some turd. There's no Rashee Rice waiting on the bench to catch a touchdown here. There's none of that. It's like we're going to throw both teams have two people, or like two people they primarily throw to. Yep. And then a couple of ne'er-do-wells floating around. And we're going to identify those people and get this figured out. Now, one mystery for this game is the running back situation for the Eagles. But luckily, the Eagles don't really bother running the football that much. So it doesn't matter. Does it matter?
It matters.
Yeah, it matters. It matters.
It definitely matters.
it matters. All right. So without further ado... Where my turds at, everybody? Let's break down this showdown. You know, even before we get into this, I was just telling the boys here that you know, of course, my old Jets fan friends. I get a phone call from a buddy. He's like, dude, are you devastated? How are you taking it? And my answer was, I'm fine with it. I expected it, fully knew it was coming, was not even the slightest bit surprised. I the Achilles was not surprising at all. We lived this with Vinny Testaverde. It was the same injury. And that was the only previous time that I allowed a little hope nugget, a little nugget of hope to sneak into my brain, like, maybe, nope. And it was like, I allowed the hope nugget in, and once again, it was ripped out. But I was used to it.
You had no Chad Pennington hope? No hopium with Chad Pennington?
No, because he was always hurt, too. Like, even when Chad Pennington was great, he had been hurt. Like, he was just coming back from the noodle labrum. And he got hurt the second the hope came in with him.
Yeah,
like the second he came off a good year, and you were like, "Oh my, this could be it." Nope, torn labrum.
Can I be real, Geek? What one of the first thoughts in my head was, "There's a world where Geek is going to be happy about this because you get to talk about Zach Wilson or whatever you call him and his mom." That's like one of the first thoughts that popped into my head.
The first thing I did was go to Zach Wilson's mom's Instagram and remind myself that's my dream girl. Why is somebody's mom my dream girl? Why am I this old?
So getting old. Upsetting.
All right. So here's some good news, boys. We got the matchups tool back. So we got an awesome game. Again, Eagles at home, 6.5-point favorites. I was just placing my go up by seven risk, you know, bet on the Eagles on DraftKings because they give you that Thursday night football thing where if your team goes up by seven, you lock it in. So I just hammered that one right before the show, figuring at some point they'll be up by seven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So
matchups.
Here we go. Let's take a look at what these teams did in week one. And I want to sort of point out here what I was saying just before about, you know, where the football is going. Okay. So take a look at this. This isn't just this. You can go all the way back to last year, and it was the same, but 30% target share for A.J. Brown, 30% target share for Devontae Smith. What more are you looking for? Those guys are both getting between those two at 60%, and then, you know, a couple stabs to Quez, down game for Dallas Goedert. They just didn't throw to him last week for whatever reason.
Right.
And that's it. That's all they're doing with the football. They threw it to Kenny Gainwell. He's not even in the game. Yeah. Maybe Swift will get a target or two. That's it. So the Eagles offense, super, super predictable in terms of where they're going with the football. I do want to ask you guys, though, what are they doing at running back? Last week it was Gainwell, but he's out.
Which was surprising in itself, right? That Gainwell got so many carries and snaps. I think the pecking order to me is Swift, Penny, and then Boston Scott. That's the order of my preference. And so, look, they've been talking about getting Swift more touches all week. And this is as good of an opportunity as he'll have all season. So I'm high on Swift, relatively speaking. But, yeah, we'll see. Josh, I'm curious about your take as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think I like Swift a lot this week. I think that he's going to get maybe the squeaky wheel narrative too. Sirianni came out and said, like, we can't let him only get two touches again. And they asked Swift about it, and he said, well, that's the first I've heard that. So I guess that's good to hear, which is maybe a little bit of a I'm pissed off that I didn't get the ball, you know. So I think that Swift, yeah, the guy, I like Boston Scott too, but I agree. I think that even though he was healthy last week, I think that Penny projects maybe more as the first and second down guy than even Gainwell does, really. So I think that you got to have,
or they just hate Penny.
Right. Yeah. Like, I mean, I think you got to have some exposure to all these guys.
Yeah.
It is noteworthy that Swift got, you know, he got a solid 30%. He was on the field a little bit. You know,
he got two touches.
Yeah, but he was on the field for 30% of the snaps. He didn't get fed the ball when he was on the field, but at least he was on the field. Like, he was on the field more than Boston Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At least.
I think he projects to have a really big game, and the price is nice.
The price is beautiful. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although, I mean, say what we will about the Vikings. I hate the Vikings. I'm just going to preface that. But, like, they are, I mean, they, Rashad White in a smash spot didn't do much last week.
Hold on.
You change the purple one?
To there talk about the Vikings.
Oh, wow.
I came prepared.
I like it.
Vikings. Swag. By the way, you want to win some swag? DFS Army Avatar. Take down a tournament. Let us know about it. Get the swag. It's not hard. If you're like, hey, I'm a Vikings fan, we send you the Vikings swag. Pretty sweet. All right, let's talk about the Vikings. And again, I'm going to go back to what I said before about target shares. So most of the targets last week go to two guys. This week, last week, period, for the Vikings. Justin Jefferson and TJ Hockenson. So let's be aware of who those two guys are. I don't know. I got to look up this Josh Olivier and what happened with him and how he got a bunch of targets last week as well.
Yeah, I don't think Addison made this sheet.
Weirdly.
Oh, Addison's not on here.
He got a bunch of targets too.
He did not get a ton. Addison got six targets, I believe, last week.
Yep.
Jefferson Moore.
Oliver got one in the red zone. I do know that. I remember seeing that.
Hang on.
He's primarily a blocker.
I'm curious about. Yeah, he's mostly a blocker, but he got out there. But it's primarily going to be TJ Hockenson, Justin Jefferson, I would say, in that Justin Jefferson, then TJ Hockenson. And then I think it is also noteworthy that it was KJ Osborne that was on the field for 90% of the snaps. So
yes.
So with Addison coming in for just about 55% of the snaps. And that's relevant. That's relevant because I think a lot of people assume that Addison is that WR2, but he's really not. He's the WR3. He comes in currently as the WR3. So,
yeah. I mean, Osborne's the guy. I mean, Osborne's been here a long time. I thought Osborne sort of projects more as that, like, Adam Thielen type of wide receiver in this offense, whereas Addison brings, you know, obviously more of a deep threat down the middle as, like, he scored on his touchdown pass.
Yeah, I think they're all viable. They're all viable in this spot. I would order it, of course, probably in. I think the underpriced one here is probably Hockenson, but as far as, like, you know, it's Jefferson, Hockenson, maybe Addison, then Osborne in that order.
Yeah. For me. Let's see. What's our projection at 9.75? 8.9. They're close in projection. Well, I mean, Geek, can we look at the Proptimizer yet or what?
You know what? Good call, right? So hang on. We're looking at receiving yards. That's the most important
number,
right?
Yeah, let's do receiving yards.
Yeah, Jefferson is 90. Addison 39. Hockenson 49.
Oh.
I'm going to have to find KJ Osborne here. I'm not sure. He might not have a prop. He should have a prop, but.
I think Hockenson is due some positive regression. He got a lot of looks last week.
He got short looks. So that, I think he's due for positive regression, because there's no way that you're going to tell me that Hockenson is going to get, hang on, he's going to get all these receptions and just 35 yards. This was what happened this week. Like 9 targets, 8 receptions, 35 yards. So, you know, that's not going to happen frequently, guys. That's, you know, 9 targets. You give me 9 targets for Hockenson for 6,800. I'm signing on to that all day.
Yep.
Yep.
And as a bonus, the Eagles have really good cornerback play, although Bradbury will be out for this game. But so what? Darius Slay should be playing. Unless I'm tripping and he's not on the team anymore. Like, Darius Slay should be out there. And so they still have a good cornerback play, which should push more targets, in my mind, to the tight end position.
Right.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, Slay, Evans. So it's going to be either Avante Maddox or Josh Jobe coming in for James Bradbury. And their free safety's out, which is, again, good for your tight ends.
Yeah, I like the Hockenson storyline a little bit. Although too. I definitely prefer the Eagles offense if we're choosing here.
But I mean, the Eagles offense is just priced up. Like, it's hard to, you know, but I mean, a Hockenson captain, I think, with a bunch of Eagles coming back the other way is an intriguing build for me.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing to note for me is, along with the cheaper price points on the Vikings pass catchers, the game flow is probably going to dictate the Vikings to air the ball out quite a bit if it goes how I think it will. So, yeah, several different reasons pointing to some of these Vikings pass catchers as great plays.
I mean, we watched how the Vikings ran the ball last week, and this offensive line isn't getting any better. You know, I think that we are looking at a real scenario where Kirk could have his arm fall off by the end of the year, throwing 40 plus passes every single game.
Like, he's going to have
40. I do too. I mean, it's great for fantasy.
Yeah, I like it, man.
Yeah, I think that that's intriguing, right? So if you can nail the guy, maybe it's just, I mean, could we have a Jalen Hurts captain 5 Vikings showdown sort of game?
I don't see why not.
Like, Hurts, yeah. Hurts runs 2 in, throws one to Kez Watkins, and you know what I mean? Like, or throws one to A.J. Brown. They win 28-21, and the Vikings, Kirk throws for 390 again.
It's not what I expect to happen, but it's not out of the realm of things that could happen. So I'm cool with that too. So let's bring up the cheat sheet and let's get into the details of this slate and see what we can get figured out here, guys. So we kind of got an understanding of the usage. Eagles only throw to Hurts. Eagles only throw to Brown, Smith, with a little nuggets to the running back and the tight end, and the Vikings throw to Jefferson primarily, and then Hockenson and, you know, some of the others there. What do we think of, before we get into this, what do we think of Alexander Mattison in the context of this slate? It's not like the greatest of matchups in the world, but he's getting 75% of the running back work for the Vikings, and that usually leads to good things. Give me volume at running back. I'm usually pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I think that the volume's a little bit misleading because he had 11 carries. Like, so 75% of the volume at running back is 11 carries, like, in this offense. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know if we're gonna... That was just week one.
Like, I do. I think that continues. I think that for sure continues in the sense that I just don't... against a team that they don't have to keep up with, then, yeah, that's changed. But I think in this game... It's gonna be tough for Madison to really get there unless he catches another touchdown pass like he did last week.
Okay, that is a hot take in a lot of ways.
I mean, we'll projected for 49 yards on Prize Pick, consensus 48 on there, 50 on the book. Yeah, 12 carries. It's got her 12 and a half is the number.
It's not, I mean, the yardage total, I don't know what's going on here. Total
15 and a half receiving yards. He's got a score. I think he's got a score.
Yeah, they're giving him an over under of 12 and a half rushing attempts.
Yeah, that's not great.
No, it's not great. It's not the best. So, all right, let's get into this breakdown here, boys. And let's start on DraftKings at the captain position. Okay, I've got the cheat sheet up on screen, but captain position, you start at the top end of the range with the obvious name, which is Justin Jefferson. What's to say? You know, 40-point upside here, right, guys?
Yeah, I love that they priced Jefferson above Hurts. I think it makes this slate 10 times more interesting because normally on a Jalen Hurts slate, he's the guy, you get him in the lineup and you move on. But JJ being up there creates some more balance. So I'm completely fine going with Justin Jefferson at captain over Hurts, especially in tournaments. I think it's really interesting.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, he's just so good.
Yeah, his upside is usually better than what a quarterback, like a ceiling game from a wide receiver like Jefferson is going to do a little better than even a ceiling game from Jefferson. But that being said, Hurts is also a really good play. Got him here as probably the top play overall.
I think so. Hurts' floor is as good as anybody's, and I think his ceiling surpasses even Jefferson with his rushing upside. Vikings defense is not good, and Jalen Hurts is going to be looking to get back on track. So, you know, to me, he's the top play on the slate still, as boring as that is.
You know, last week, I want to say this about Hurts last week. As I was tape watching that one, I was like, why did Hurts have a shitty game? It's just they kick a lot of field goals. That happens every once in a while in an NFL game, and it usually happens when, you know, you're not, you know, it's week one and you're not fully in sync with your offense. And so they, and you're up against a good defense like the Patriots, right?
And the Belichick weather wasn't very good either.
What's that?
The weather wasn't very good either.
Yeah, a little weather. So there was like a lot of reasons, but it was one of those weird games where they end up kicking a bunch of field goals. And that just costs your quarterback. If that happens here, the quarterback is not going to score either. Like field goals are the enemy of QB scoring. Nothing worse. So with that being said, he had the rough week one, but I don't expect that to continue. He will do Jalen Hurts things here. And he had a lot of rushing. He did all the things you wanted. So that being said, one of the hard parts, Bobby, wow, about this slate is just like the studliness.
Yes.
How do you choose? And they're all expensive. So like, here's AJ Brown. He's a little less than Jefferson, a little less than Hurts. I definitely like him a little less than those guys, but like how much less? I don't know. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, it's to me, he's definitely second tier. And, you know, kind of going down the list, I lean Devonta Smith on DraftKings. I mean, he gets you a discount on the price. To me, their projection and ceiling is essentially the same. I think Devonta Smith is a better option than Brown, just by a little bit. Different on FanDuel because AJ is more touchdown upside. But yeah, I mean, I think you could go either one, which, you know, leads me to Devonta Smith just because of the savings.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to talk me into that. I'm like the biggest Devonta Smith truther out there. So I am all in on that. But yeah, I agree. The AJ Brown upside on FanDuel is with the touchdowns is definitely there. And like, can we just talk? Like, AJ Brown's arms are absolutely one of the most amazing things in the NFL. Like,
do we have to talk about them?
Yeah, I was watching the game this weekend, and I'm like, holy shit.
Have you seen DK Metcalf's arms? Because
I mean, I get that. But AJ Brown just got, like, Metcalf's got the build. Like, AJ Brown just, like, they're bigger than his shoulder pads.
Badass. Kirk Cousins does not belong in the discussion for captain. I'm going to save everybody money every single week this season who watches that. All right. I saved your money on Aaron Rodgers on Monday night. So don't put him in your captain spot, right?
That's true.
Didn't know about the injury, but he wasn't going to be your captain anyway. I'm going to try to save you money tonight by saying don't put Kirk Cousins as a captain. He's not going to be the guy.
I'm not going to debate you on it.
I think one time I'm going to be wrong, I'll hear about it for years. Years.
Like, for Kirk to be the captain, he'd essentially, like, with the way that this offense is built, he would essentially have to like sneak two in, right? Or one in, and then throw two or three touchdown passes, right? Like, he'd have to get a rushing touchdown to be the nuts. don't you think?
Yeah. And he's not going to do it. He's a run of football. Like, he could get a rushing. I don't even know that one rushing touchdown gets it done. Here's the thing. I just talked about at the beginning of this breakdown that the Vikings are a very tight-knit offense. They only throw to a couple guys. That's why it doesn't happen for Kirk Cousins. Wait a minute. Where's the showdown breakdown? I guarantee you it's a zero. I didn't even pull up.
It's not a zero. I was just looking at it, but it's close.
It wasn't a zero. He made captain one time?
He made it, I think, 6%.
Damn.
Okay. Look, last week you threw a touchdown pass to Madison and a touchdown pass to Addison. I don't think it's that outlandish that he throws for 400 yards, throws touchdowns at three different guys. I think that could get there in a game like this. I'm just saying, I don't love it. He's two stars, but it's certainly feasible.
He's viable.
That's all.
The math for that to work itself out is so difficult. The path is so slim. Could it happen? That. Yes. But I guarantee it's less likely than his ownership. And that's really true. What it comes down to for me.
That's fair.
It's the ownership.
The ownership's 10%.
Yeah. It's like, much less likely that it will happen than his ownership.
We can just go to Devonta Smith.
Yeah, yep. Just play Devonta or somebody else. Or Hockenson, who I think is a spectacular captain play. We'll get to him in a second. But you've got Alexander Mattison in there, Bobby Wow. I like it. Sure, why not?
Yeah,
he's cheap. He'll get volume. I mean, and, you know, they're not afraid to use him as a pass catcher. I think he's got some upside there. Like we saw it last week. Yep, he caught a touchdown. So viable.
And it's two touchdowns from a running back at that price. Like, he's probably the nuts no matter what.
I still think if Madison's doing that, Hurts is bringing the heat. But the thing is, Hurts is just much more expensive. So,
that's
like,
the thing.
There's a salary component to this. That
you'll see what this does when we build lineups,
how much
of a difference it makes putting a guy like Madison or Hockenson in there instead of Hurts or Jefferson. It's a huge, huge difference. Yeah.
Now, of course, the other two names here on the list, and I think they both belong here. Jordan Addison, you know, six targets, I believe it was last week. Looks good. 54% snap count. Certainly has the touchdown upside. I think Jordan Addison is that guy that if the Eagles come in saying we're going to stop Justin Jefferson, they're going to have to sacrifice coverage somewhere, and it could be on Jordan Addison.
Absolutely, and Josh mentioned he's a vertical guy. You know, he could break a couple big plays and break the slate. So, I'm interested.
I'm fine with that play. 1.5 star, all good. And then D-Swizz, DeAndre Swift. We've all seen what DeAndre Swift can do when he's used in a game.
I just built a lineup with D Swift at captain, and it's sexy.
It's going to look good. 4K. I don't think he's priced as if Brightwell is out either. I think he's priced as
Gainwell, yeah, not Brightwell.
Someone watches the videos. What's up? I love it. So yeah, D Swizz. I'm about it. I think, you know, the more I think about it, he was on the field quite a bit last week. I don't think he's going to be the bell cow, though. And let's see if they make Rashad Penny active, all bets are off.
He will be active. Crazy. But can you imagine the heat that Sirianni would take if Swift doesn't get touches and the Eagles lose or it's close? I just think all signs point to him touching the football, you know, a solid amount of times, enough at 4K to pay off for sure.
I'll call Gargano later tonight.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm going to ask him to get in touch with Sirianni and give us some clarity on this RB situation. No one knows the Eagles better than Anthony Gargano.
It's true.
No one.
I
want to hear about it.
I am going to make some calls. And if you're in DFS Army Discord, you will find out what I know when I know it. All right. For now, we're going to, but as soon as I know something, my DFS Army VIPs, you will be made aware right away. On that note, if you are enjoying this, make sure you're hitting the like button, subscribe and notify and do all that good stuff. 116 people watching live. We love all of you. Okay. Yeah. Boston Scott. We didn't talk about him. We'll get to him in the flex section. So, all right, guys, we talked about a lot of studs on the slate, right? But what we didn't discuss is how can I make a lineup? Because I want to play all of those guys. I love Justin Jefferson. Everybody likes Smith and A.J. Brown. And And Hurts has to be in my lineup. How could you not? So with all of this, how do I make a lineup? We've got to find some cheapies to make it work.
And can I just say too, I know we talked about Hockenson. I love the tight ends. I love, love, love the tight ends in this game. And they're one of the best ways to find a little bit of value on the slate while providing, you know, some reliable floor too. So they're not as cheap as the guys we'll talk about next, but both Goddard and Hockenson, I think, are phenomenal plays across the board.
I think you can play Josh Oliver as this super cheapy, but we'll get there.
I don't know that I want him as my captain.
Flex play. Talking flex.
What about Johnny Munt?
God.
Is he even on the roster anymore?
Zeke's turdly hero.
He was so close to scoring a touchdown.
Oh, my gosh. I was losing it that game. Oh, I remember that.
That was a turd hat beer bet, too, I think.
That would have been one of the most epic turd touchdown calls of the series.
It was like the first drive of the game, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God.
I want to say it was early.
Where are Bobby and Josh right now? They must be screaming at the TV. So let's talk about some of the cheapies that make it work. And you're right, Bobby, you just mentioned Dallas Goedert. Hell yeah. Why is he 5,800? So what's this about, right?
Oh, and he's coming off a clunky performance. I think people will be down on him. He'll be a little bit lower owned than normal. I'm going right back to him. I love it.
Right. Me too.
Yeah. Go right back to Dallas Goedert, 5,800. He's priced below where he should be. I also think that TJ Hockenson at 6,800 is priced lower than what it's supposed to be. And we'll see these numbers a lot higher later in the year. This guy got 9 targets last week. 6,800, I'll take that all day. And Goddard, the volume is more in flux, but it's Dallas Goedert. He's going to get 6-7 targets most weeks. The prop for him is something like 50 yards. That is a play we want to be on, right? So this is where we're going to do a little bit of affording. KJ Osborne, 5K. Unsexy, but on the field 94% of the time last week.
More exciting on FanDuel probably, but yeah, he's in play.
Defensively, I'm going to not be super excited about the Vikings defense. I certainly don't mind the Eagles defense though here. And, I think Eagles defense is always going to be good. They're a great defense, and the Vikings on the road are less good than they are at home. Darius is like, yeah, let's just keep doing what worked.
Jeez.
On Sunday and Monday. It's just, we're going to keep
just
it
lock
going.
It.
Yeah.
Just to throw it out there, we saw last year a Jalen Hurts Millie Maker winner with the opposing defense in the lineup. Hurts captain, opposing defense in the lineup. I think it was with Hurts. So just to throw that out there as well.
We also, on the study of showdowns, and I mentioned this when I remember it, 17% of the time, the defense against the captain was the nuts call. So weirdly, never make a rule against defense opposing the team of the captain that you chose. Like, it does not. That is not a rule that should ever be made. Like, it doesn't hold.
Yeah. Doesn't work.
Elliot, Joseph, kickers, great. You know, I said on the Jets game, I said this is a kicker game. Load up on these kickers. Right. And it was a kicker game. Great defenses. That's what happens. A lot of field goals. I don't think this is a kicker game. I think one team is behind big and catching up. They're not even kicking field goals. They're going for it. So like the Vikings kicker, not super excited. The only thing I like about these kickers is below the kicker price point, it gets a little bit sketchy here.
Right.
So it's just like the cheapest guys that might score some points. Quez Watkins has been with the team for a long time, Bobby. Wow.
Yes.
It's He's really rare role. That he booms. Like he booms maybe once every 20 games. Like it is not common.
He's got to be closer to min price for me. That feels a little too high in terms of where he's at on DraftKings.
You're basically betting on a touchdown reception.
Yes. He and a long it. Touchdown reception.
Yeah, exactly. He could do it. He has done it.
Do it. I don't want too much exposure to that. And then we get here to an interesting part. And I think this is where we're going to be making decisions, guys. I really do. I think, the rest of this garbage, the turd, triple turd, double turd, single turd, all turds everywhere. But I think Boston Scott, Rashad Penny, Swift, but especially Scott and Rashad Penny, you know, we might get Rashad Penny as like the Gainwell of the week.
Did you say Taylor Swift?
Did I say Taylor Swift?
I don't know. Boston Maybe Scott, I just heard that.
Rashad Penny? My kid went to see Taylor Swift.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my. Oh.
How much
it cost? It cost. You can't even believe the amount. I don't even like to say. I don't want to say it to speak it into reality. The Aaron Rodgers thing on Monday night. If I don't speak it, I'll like it's like it didn't happen.
That's fair.
But there were. Let me put it this way: I didn't get a deal on those tickets. Like,
oh jeez.
Full scalp level, full scalp pricing. Not you know what I mean. You know
who's seeing Taylor Swift, right?
What's that?
You know, ooh,
Travis Kelce, right?
Travis Kelce.
Get out. Oh, lucky bastard.
Yeah, that's the rumors.
She's so awesome. All right. Rashad Penny or Boston Scott? What are we doing?
I'm going Rashad Penny if I have to make a choice there. Cheaper. I think so, you know, just look at the props. Look at the touchdown odds. I think Penny
Do they have props right now? Are props out?
Oh, yeah. Look at the touchdown props on those guys.
I'm not sure if I have to score a touchdown here.
Or the touchdown odds. Yeah.
I don't have that, but I have rushing yards. Madison, I'm not seeing a prop on this screen. Hang on. You know what?
I put it in the notes. Last I checked, we had Penny at plus 195, and we have Scott at plus 285. I mean, that's a pretty significant gap.
I was just looking at some same game parlays. Now I want to see. So rushing yards. Yeah, no. DraftKings has not put out a rushing yard prop for either of those running backs.
Or they've yanked it.
And mine was touchdown prop. Mine was touchdown odds. That's what I threw in the
touchdown. Yes. And by the way, we were hammering like Boston Scott to score a touchdown plus 600 last night. But that was more of a, you know, a game we were playing with the news coming out. But for the most part, I don't see props for those guys. But we'll get props for them, I think, before the game starts.
One would
so we'll have a chance.
The touchdown odds are significant. And not to mention, Swift's odds are the best at plus 165. So that to me tells enough of the story about Rashad Penny and Boston Scott.
I don't enjoy that metric because you can't bet against it. So I don't like to believe a prop unless I can say yes or no to it. And the to score a touchdown doesn't give you an option to say will not score a touchdown. So I think the sports books are just fucking us with those, to be honest. But it is telling, like, if one is better than the other one, then that is a good differentiator.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, all right. I mean, that pretty much takes us through. Well, yeah. Hold on. That takes us through. Yeah, I mean, forget those turds, but that takes us through the DraftKings breakdown. And I want to do a lineup before we jump over to FanDuel because I really want to kind of see this come together. So let's take a look real quick at DraftKings, and we're going to talk about how to construct a lineup. So let me ask you guys this. I'll push you over a little bit here. Okay, where are we starting? Let's say this is a high dollar, lower sized tournament. Okay, so 100 entries, 50 entries, but it's not a cash game, it's a tournament. And so we talked about, you know, when you're going to pay all the way up, it's really difficult. Of course, we want to put Jalen Hurts in there. But the second you do that, right, 6850. So let's see what it looks like with the most expensive. Yeah, I like Smith at captain as well, but I mean, Jalen Hurts is the most obvious. So go with Jalen Hurts, I think.
Probably go double tight end.
Double tight end. So we go Goddard, we go Hockenson, right? But the issue is we're at 6,700. There's a lot of goodness right up here that I need to get to. I want two of these expensive guys in here. Can I afford it by punting with, let's say, a Swift?
Yeah, let's throw Swift
in there. You get close.
Let's say that. Oh, no.
Well, no, if you go Devonta, then what do you end up with?
I don't even think it gets me Madison. Yeah, no. So,
but it does get you Osborne or Addison.
Yeah, it gets me a Smith. But that leaves out Jefferson, Brown, and Madison. So I kind of feel like I want one of these in there, but this isn't horrible. So if we went something like that, okay. Right?
That worked.
So let's see. So the difference is, what if you don't start with Hurts up there, but you start with Devontae Smith, or a little cheaper, not like crazy inexpensive, but a little bit. So now 2,100 left.
Upgrade
Madison turns into
Madison.
Still not that, spectacular. But... Probably could turn Hockenson into AJ Brown, or you want Jefferson there, technically, because I don't think the ideal scenario is Devontae and AJ Brown in the same lineup. I kind of think, like, even though I don't want to make a crazy like a rule to not do that, I definitely don't want Goddard, Smith, and Brown in the same lineup.
What do you have left?
2,900, which puts us in the ugly zone. So that's what I'm saying.
You could play like Rashad. You could play Penny there and not feel that bad about it.
We're assuming he'll be active, by the way.
And I just don't like playing him with Hurts. That's the other thing. Penny and Hurts. I don't know.
It's not an ideal. There's definitely not positive correlation there. How much did Oliver? Is his name pronounced Olivier or Oliver?
I think it's Oliver.
That's weak. I'm calling him Olivier.
Lawrence.
Yeah, Olivier. 6.2. Yeah, if Olivier catches a touchdown, that's a turd right there. I think he's a playable turd, but
even but like in a 50 person, I don't know that you need him to catch a touchdown.
I'm going to tell you what's going to look really good on paper. I just thought of one. This one's going to look really, really good on paper. Check this out. Hockenson, captain. Right? We go to Hockenson. Now we have some money to work with. All right. I put in Hockenson. I'm going to go down to Swift again and just hope that Swift is the guy. But you know what? I'm going to allow this to be a swing spot in this particular approach. From here, you take your pick of Goddard. Actually, I'll throw Goddard in there. And look how this is coming together. Now, Alexander Madison, Smith, whoever you want. Hurts has to be in the lineup. Fine. I get it. Now we can go AJ Brown, Alexander Madison. Studs all over the place.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not too bad.
It's pretty studly.
Now, just for kicks, can you put Swift in the captain slot? I just want to see one other.
The Swift captain, you can actually get all the studs in there. And this is why, by the way, sometimes a cheap captain works, right? So here I would take out Alexander Madison and I would go with Jefferson. So now we got Jefferson, AJ Brown, Hurts, Goddard.
Vikings kicker.
And then, yeah, from here you could just pick a kicker or a defense or a quez. Actually, I'm thinking about this is too many players from Philadelphia, probably. So we'll switch Goddard up to Hockenson. And then you have to really super punt this one down to Rashad Penny or Boston Scott.
Yeah, but that's not bad.
That's not bad.
I don't think I want Penny or Scott.
I don't want two Eagles running backs, though, do I?
Yeah. I don't want Penny or Scott with him. But I mean, we're close. Like, considering, so the way to switch that up is you go Devontae Smith instead of AJ Brown, and now I can afford an actual good last spot in this lineup, like one of these kickers or even Eagles defense or something, or sure. You know, and we're close to KJ Osborne. So yeah, Ty Chandler, man, you know, that guy is so hard to rely on. I get it, I mean, though. Ty Chandler
good.
Did get
good.
He did get carries.
He didn't do anything, though.
Yeah, he's
he
not.
He can catch the football too. So if he it gets out of hand, I mean,
he might be, you're right. He might be in there if it gets out of hand, Bobby. Wow. So
him, you know, and Zacchaeus are the two punts. If you're going to go punt an MME, those are the two guys to me down in that range.
Hey, Zacchaeus has had games before. He's a starter for the Falcons.
Which one? Zacchaeus?
Olamide, yes, yeah.
Yeah, Olamide. Yeah, he's had good games before. But again, the thing is, these teams do not expand beyond their primary weapons. And just, they're not spread the football type of teams. So just, you know, I'm not looking forward too much to them doing that. All right, let's take a look at FanDuel, guys. You know, I switched up the order because right after we talked about DraftKings, I figured let's do a DraftKings lineup.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Zacchaeus and Eagles defense. You get that punt return and defense touchdown combo.
Is he returning punts now?
Last I saw on the he's either punt or kick. I didn't see Eagles depth charts.
Bobby, wow, let's talk some FanDuel. Captain.
Yeah,
spot.
I mean, to me, it's Jalen Hurts and then the rest of the field. FanDuel's tough to get away with someone other than quarterback with Jalen Hurts on the slate. So he's the top dog for me, and it's honestly not that close.
Is it to the point where you probably shouldn't even make 150 on FanDuel because you're going to tie with a million people that pick Jalen Hurts?
Probably. The only thing that feels different is there's so much hype around Justin Jefferson. And you even see it in the projections a little bit. I mean, Hurts is typically projected at like 50% MVP ownership on a slate like this. I don't know how true the 22% is, but yeah. I don't know. That makes me think you could almost get away with running Hurts at MVP and getting unique in the flex. I don't think it's a given that you can't win with Hurts.
JDW, I'm going to actually answer this question here. So FanDuel scoring system greatly favors the quarterback position and then secondarily running backs. The worst of them are pass catchers on FanDuel. Whereas it's the exact inverse on DraftKings, where the wide receiver has the best odds of being the top guy, followed by the running back, and the quarterback is usually third. Although, when it's a Jalen Hurts running back, because you get a running back and a quarterback combined in one, that then becomes the highest ceiling for all sites. But generally, FanDuel, we want to favor the running back position. We're playing running backs in our flex on FanDuel in the classic format most of the time. And it's kind of the reverse on DraftKings, just because the way they're scoring the PPR. And more importantly than people realize, the 100-yard bonus. That's actually quite a significant factor in all of this, that allow those wide receivers, especially that have a big game, to massively outscore quarterbacks. But yeah, Bobby, wow. After Jalen Hurts, it's all mediocre options. You've got Kirk, number two overall, Kirk Cousins. Yeah, I agree. You know, as much as I don't play a Kirk Cousins style quarterback on DraftKings, I think he's perfectly viable for FanDuel.
Yeah. If you're going to get cute, I think throwing a couple darts at DeAndre Swift on FanDuel, if you want to be silly for the millie, that's probably the place to go. But it's Jalen Hurts and then everyone else.
D-Swizz. If I'm playing Cousins up there, I'm probably stacking him with two pass catchers.
Yeah, I mentioned that in the notes. Always two plus with Kirk at captain or MVP.
Yeah. Whereas Jalen Hurts is just a stack with one, or you don't even absolutely need to stack him. It'll just happen naturally anyway. Stacks with one just kind of happen anyway. Justin Jefferson could get there. AJ Brown could get there. Devontae Smith, not super likely. Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty clear. I would include Brown in the mix just in case. Like, but for Brown to get there, he would have to go nuclear.
Yeah.
You know, two touchdowns, 140 yards, no one else really does much.
He's done it before, you know, like once or twice, but again, the 10% projected ownership is not enticing to me.
Any salary savers here on DraftKings on FanDuel to allow us to put a lineup together comfortably? Let's take a look. So obviously you got the stud zone up here. Ooh, look at the drop in. Okay. Wait a minute. DeAndre Swift, 8,500. Like, who's your favorite save money on him guy on FanDuel, Bobby? Wow.
I mean, Goddard is under 10K. I think he's 9,500. He's the first place that my eyes went. I think he's really intriguing. And then another guy that was priced way down relative to DraftKings was KJ Osborne. He's priced at 7K. And so, you know, he's a guy that could score a touchdown. Yeah. Josh mentioned the Adam Thielen role.
Yeah.
I think that's a really intriguing option, especially in tournaments. So KJ Osborne at 7K is the other guy.
He could catch a touchdown, and that is a good price. I'm trying to scroll down here and see. Oh, man, it gets ugly from here. Yeah, if we get news that, you know, Penny's the starter, maybe Penny.
Sure.
Yeah, could be. I mean, Swift is only 8,500 as well. So I think you probably want one of those guys in the lineup in tournaments. I don't know.
Dude, you know what? There are not that many turds on this slate at all.
No.
Not on FanDuel.
On either side. I don't think it's a turd type of slate. I think you're going to play the names that you've heard of. I'm going to... All right, you ready for this? Turd hat bet, boys.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
First one of the season. I'm making a no turd call for this slate.
Oh.
Okay, well, define turd.
Yeah, what's right, a turd? So
let's define that here real quick. The turd zone here, right? All the way down here, the Stoll, Olamid, Ham. CJ Ham got a couple of targets, by the way. He's interesting on
he always Draft does.
Kings aside.
Oh, he drives me nuts.
DraftKings.
That fullback role.
Oliver, Ty Chandler. I'm not going to include the starting running back in that group because I'm not sure, you know, who that is.
The bottom five here will not be in the nuts.
Not just the bottom five. I'll include Quez Watkins in that discussion as well. You know, none of these look, there are very few of them even listed on the sheet. Let me go over to DraftKings, but like, there's just not that many of them listed here. And I don't think any, like, all right. So on the DraftKings one, there's more of these guys, right? Like none of this winds up in the nuts. And I'm going to include Quez Watkins in that. I'm going to leave out,
wow.
I'm going to include Ty Chandler in it. The only one that I'm going to allow to remain as a kind of turdly spot, again, these two running backs, but everybody else, I say no turd in the nuts. Avoid them all.
That's fair. Again, Ty Chandler and Zacchaeus in the turd zone, those are the only two guys that I'm leaving in the player pool. But yeah.
BCM, so these are great questions.
Yeah.
And guys, note that there's a massive salary difference between the kickers on FanDuel and on DraftKings for good reason. Kickers are more valuable on FanDuel than they are on DraftKings. FanDuel nerfs the scoring for other positions where DraftKings does not. DraftKings allows for, you know, bonuses and PPR, full PPR. So a kicker, when he kicks four field goals and gets you 12 on FanDuel, that's like a pretty good day for most of the wide receivers. That might even be a guy who got you a touchdown as a wide receiver. You can beat that with a kicker. So kickers are most definitely better on FanDuel than DraftKings, even though they score the same. Is that a good answer? I hope that clears that up. But you want the thing about the kicker though on FanDuel is to compensate for it, they price up the kicker right up there. Like the kicker and like Dallas Goedert are the same price on FanDuel. Actually, are they the same price? Hold on a second. Did I just talk out of my ass?
I mean, same range.
Hockenson 10K, you know, Jake Elliott 9K. Like Hockenson and kicker, super close. Goddard 9,500. Yeah, Elliott 9K. Whereas on DraftKings, you could see that there's like a 3 or 4K difference or a couple thousand more difference between those players. So I would say on DraftKings, never outside of when we kind of say it's okay. Like the Jets game on Monday, and that didn't even win, but I was like, you can combine kickers and defenses here, but normally you want only one kicker or one defense in a lineup. Generally, you don't want two of those. Like you don't want two kickers in the same lineup. That usually doesn't work unless it's a certain game script. That is not what we're looking at today. Any worry about Vikings defense shutting down the run game like it did? I mean, do we care? That's really the question. Like, first, does it matter? Because we're not playing an expensive running back. We're playing Swift, who might catch a few passes and get you there at 4K, or Rashad Penny, who could knock one in at the goal line, or Boston Scott. So I don't think it matters. And Uncle C, you know, two things, but you're bringing back the pain of Rashad White not delivering this past weekend, which...
Yeah, it's knock that off.
It's too soon. I'm not ready for that pain. I'll get over it this week when Rashad White smashes, but I'm still feeling kind of a little bit shook from that performance.
He's not going to smash.
He's not smashing?
No.
Oh, you're killing me. If you play defense at don't play defense at captain on this slate.
No, don't.
I don't think it gets
don't play them on this slate. Uncle C, got to switch up that avatar. Get a DFS Army avatar going, then take down a tournament. We'll get you swag or a free month of VIP if you're not in DFS Army currently. Will Vikings be able to hold against the in general, yes, Javon. Yes, that is a good approach, the 1-5. So to go back to your question, 5-1 stacks and a defense, yes, that's good for a 5-1 stack. But I wouldn't do it today. I just don't. This is not that game. This is not the game where you're going to do that. So any last thoughts, gentlemen?
I'm more excited now about it than I was 45 minutes ago, guys. So you got me.
I think this is a fun one because you don't need to get crazy on the turds. I think you just have to play the good players and find the right combo.
Yep.
One other note, just to throw it out there for tournaments, if you want to get unique, I think we could see a game where there's no quarterback in the nuts.
Yes, I've built a couple lineups like that.
There are too many good receivers and running backs who can pound the ball in the end zone. I think it's interesting if you're looking to get silly for the millie. Just another thought.
Pick two players for any time touchdown. Hurts. Oh, give me Hurts. Give me Justin Jefferson.
Yep. I'm with you.
I mean, those are the two most obvious, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
if you're betting like any time touchdown.
I like an obvious parlay, you know, like.
Yes.
It's hard enough to get one of those legs right. You got to get two of them right. If I wanted to get crazy with it, you can get Boston Scott anytime touchdown for like plus 500.
Big numbers.
But he usually only scores against the Giants. If it was a Giants game, I would do it. Bobby, wow, you dismissed that. It's like, no, don't do that.
All right, let's do it. I'm excited now.
Good slate, guys. Good luck on Thursday night. This will be a fun game to watch. I'm excited to watch. I'll be sporting my I'm going back to Eagles Green. They're my second team. Do you know this?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could have a second team. I didn't know that that's how it worked.
It's the Green.
You sound like my six-year-old.
I also hate the Giants. Like,
a Jets fan does to you, Josh.
The Eagles, when you're a Jets fan, you need a second team. There's no
one
team.
I get that.
How many years of suffering do I have to get my fucking long-suffering card?
I've got to get... I saw a shirt at the store the other day. It's a Vikings shirt, and it just says, just one before I die.
Yeah.
We've all suffered. Long-suffering
fan base over here. At least, see, Bobby, wow, I was alive in like, 85 when the Bears won, but I'm not even sure you were around yet.
I was not.
Yeah, see, there it is. There it is. All right, that's going to do it for the Showdown Breakdown. Guys, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. If you want to access to our tools, the ownerships, the domination station, which I came in fourth on the big showdown, but on Monday, but we had DFS Army members win on Thursday night, 105K, what's up advantage, on Sunday night, 70K winner, another first place takedown. All you see are DFS Army avatars winning these showdowns. Our optimizer crushes for this. It is the best in the biz when it comes to taking down showdowns. Get signed up at DFS Army, promo code GEEK, 10% off. Just do the NFL one if you don't do other sports, but I recommend at the very least do the core four, all the core four sports, baseball, basketball, everything you want. Get signed up. We will see you guys at the top of the leaderboards. Take care, everyone.